Next item on the agenda, request of NIPS to require modified leaders and pound nets year-round.
Last month, you adopted regulations to expand the requirement for special modified leaders and pound nets to the area east of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel and out along the ocean in an effort to minimize interactions with sea turtles and dolphins. And at the time of the public hearing last month, there were some public comments that supported an extension of the same modified leader requirement to the west of Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. Currently, those leaders are required during the summer months, but by mid-July, that federal requirement goes away, and they can go back to using the regular pound net leader. And in fact, there is a federal group called the Bottlenose Dolphin Take Reduction Team that has specifically recommended to us and to the National Marine Fisheries Service that the requirements for modified leaders west of the Bay Bridge Tunnel should be year-round, not just during the summer months to protect sea turtles. And by making it year-round, you also protect bottlenose dolphins. And, of course, last month, since you had not advertised expanding that requirement to the west of the bridge tunnel, you could take no action. And you asked staff to look into the matter and determine what schedule the National Marine Fisheries Service might be on for proposing a federal rule to extend the requirement year-round. You asked us to look into that. Well, lo and behold, shortly after your last meeting, we got a letter from the National Marine Fisheries Service signed by the two regional administrators from the Northeast and Southeast. And, of course, the letter, in part, was intended to support what you did last month. It just came in after the fact. So they were very supportive of the extension of the requirements to the east. But they're now also recommending that you extend it to the west. There was a statement in the letter on page 4 at the top that encouraged VMRC to also look at evidence to determine appropriate geographical and temporal changes in the state requirement for the use of the modified leader. And that suggested to me that they may be wanting us to apply the modified leader not only year-round but to slightly different areas than the current federal rule does. And then finally, over on page 5 of the letter, they note their own belief that consistency between state and federal regulations would greatly help facilitate enforcement of this program. And they want to encourage us to do our thing, but also be consistent with what the feds might do down the road. After we received the letter, we put some calls into to the Northeast Regional Office to see if we couldn't sort of better understand what their schedule and intent is. What I want to avoid is a situation where we do something by state regulation, they come back a year from now, do something slightly different, and then we have to go back through our process to consider making them identical. We finally got a call back from NIMS this afternoon. And so that's why it's not in your evaluation. But on the phone conversation, they made it clear that they are interested in the state pursuing this ahead of the federal process. The federal process will take between 12 and 18 months. And they are concerned, as a result of that timeline, they will miss having federal rules in place in mid-July when the current regulation requiring the modified leaders ends. And they know that our process is sufficient to require that. So, and they have no, on the geographic issue, they don't have anything immediately in mind. They are going to continue to look at that. And there could be a possibility that 18 months from now, the federal rule that comes out might be different than what they want us to adopt. But their immediate concern is what will happen to turtles and dolphins after mid-July of 2010. There's no way they can get a federal rule in place to do that, and they are encouraging you to do your thing to address that. There was an event this year, late in the year, where there were a substantial number of sea turtles killed, and a lot of them by pound nets that we've not seen in recent years. So there is some evidence to suggest that we really do need modified leaders year-round. I'm not going to ask that you take action today, but I think we do have some time, obviously, between now and July to get this into effect. You have a lot on your plate already for the November, or rather the December and January meetings, but we will probably come back to you in January or February and ask that you proceed to modify your regulation to require these year-round west of the bridge tunnel.
What kind of benefit or credit are we going to get from our federal partners if we step out ahead of the so-called curve?
We could do that. A striped bass quota.
Yeah.
I wish we could. I don't know.
Question.
Mr. Fox and Mr. Robbins.
Jack, if my memory is correct, the studies that we had indicated that the pound nettle catches as many fish with the modified leader as he does with the conventional leader. Is that correct?
That's what the studies show, yes.
So it seemed to me it would make economic sense that once they convert, they just keep that modified leader in year-round.
That's right. It's not a question of them having to go out and buy or build new gear. The guys west of the bridge tunnel already have it, and they already have to fish it part of the year. We just want to extend it the rest of the year. And, in fact, one of the fishermen that this will apply to, who fishes on the eastern shore, has been very vocal about his support for this modified leader. He's been using it. He likes it. He says it works very well for him. It should be year-round, and he fully supports this proposal.
It's the right thing to do, I believe. Rick, Ms. Robbins.
Well, Jack highlighted the fact that there is some concern that 18 months down the road, if we go out ahead of the federal regulation with our own, that somehow there's a disconnect or something different that comes out 18 months later. But I was going to suggest that if the state is involved very early on proactively in this process, in all likelihood, the federal regulation will reflect our early work.
Good point.
And so I would suggest that in the first quarter of next year, we begin working on this collaboratively with the Northeast and Southeast regional offices. I don't know if we need any sort of ad hoc group here, but perhaps that can just be done through the staff. And
I think Zach's got it on the radar. Further comments? Anything else to come before the commission? Meeting adjourned. Happy holidays.